With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
From gutters to landscaping, from replacement windows to a full basement remodel, and everything in between, it's time for the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show. Now, here's your host, Big Time Mike McGivern on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Welcome to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show. Nick, you got anything for me back there? Okay. So, Randy, we... Can you hear it?
I can hear that. Great song.
Yeah, we had a big night last night. We did.
We had a great morning.
In fact, let me introduce people here. David Kittleson is joining me here with Classic Concepts and Grandpa Randy Miller. Grandpa Randy Miller, owner of All Right Home Remodeling, S&E Installation. Grandpa Randy Miller.
Thank you very much. It feels great. I can't stop smiling.
No, you cannot. And want to certainly, congratulate, Jordan, man. He's going to be a great father. I got to tell you. Just a phenomenal father. Mom, baby, everybody's good, healthy.
Everybody's doing great.
Have we named him yet?
We have named Daniel Jordan, DJ.
DJ Miller.
DJ Miller.
Man, soon to be owner of All Right Home and Remodeling. 4 o'clock this morning?
4:15 this morning-ish. I got a text message saying DJ's arrived to the world.
Oh, praise the Lord. I'm just telling you, that's awesome. You will, and I told you this before, another show that I do, I had a guy, he's a pastor from North Carolina. And I actually played basketball in North Carolina. And he said, had I known how great it was to be a grandfather, to skip the parenthood thing altogether. And you know what? You're going to figure that out. I've got four grandsons. And Randy, congratulations. Everything else is just kind of nonsense at this point, isn't it?
Kid came in his own way. I mean, after all, I requested to wait until after the show.
Of course you did.
Of course. Once again. The kid just doesn't listen.
You know what? He's a Miller, man. He's got a little. He got that from his grandpa's side, man. Just a little bit of a rebel, which is good, right? And that's not bad. There's nothing wrong with that. Hey, we are live at the Nary Milwaukee Home and Remodeling Show at State Fair Park. You can go to NaryMilwaukeeShow.com to get any information on the show. Yesterday was a really good day, I thought, boys. I thought it was. It was more crowded than I remember Fridays being. So that's a good sign.
Yes, and I think it's a nice day. And, people know that late fall, winter's coming. And they want to get some projects going. Yeah, we had good crowds, good people talking yesterday. It's fun.
Serious interest, too.
Yeah, and I talked to a number of people that were walking the show. And I don't think we've educated everybody, but I think we've educated a lot of people that if they're looking to do something for Thanksgiving, they might be a little bit late. If they're looking to do just maybe a little refresh for Christmas, there's a chance. But, boy, if you're thinking about doing something for spring or summer, now is the time to come out here. And we've been beating that drum for a long time. And I think people are starting to figure it out. The people that I talked to yesterday, for the most part, there were some people just kind of looking and other people that were on a mission.
Yep.
And it was, spring, we're looking March, April of next year. We've got our pictures. We know what we're going to have done. And we're going to talk to three people today. And we're going to get this thing done. And I think that's when you come out here, the funny part on that is they had their pictures and they knew what they were going to do. And then they were like, hold on, look over there. Ooh, look at that.
I like that.
We always thought about having a sauna in the
right.
Let's talk to the sauna guy. That kind of stuff. And I think that's what these shows are for, so that your imagination can go a little wild. Get the things that you know you're going to need or want and then start looking around for things that, you know, you're dreaming about, right?
Well, and then the other thing is as well, the consumer itself is getting actually smarter, wiser of coming in early enough because, you know, you've been having this show for a while now,
right,
and you've dealt with contractors on this show
I
all
have.
The time, and you also know this has been a good year for everybody in the trades. There's a lot of contractors that I was talking to yesterday when I was walking around just saying hello and welcoming and, you know, that were saying, yeah, we're backlogged starting for our spring projects already. We're already lining those in place now.
Right now.
So this
right.
is the right time for people to be coming in, talking to people, getting their ideas in order. And, you know, some of them they could still get done during the winter months.
Sure.
But some of them it will be until springtime.
And I think it depends what you're looking for. David, in your industry, closet concepts, you know, what's the time frame for that? And is it depending on the size of the job?
A little bit on the size of the job, how many installers need to be involved. But, yeah, even us, we're probably a month out, which is usually what we are during the summer. But people are excited. People are want to change things and... It's a good time to be alive.
You know, and one of the things that people have talked about, and we've had that conversation on the show, is people want to stay in their home longer. You know, it used to be you'd get to a certain age, your kids would move out, and you would say, okay, we're putting the house up, we're going to look at a condo, we're going to look to move, we're going to do this, that. And now people are saying, wait a second, this has been our home for a long time. We like the neighborhood. We're comfortable in the neighborhood. Our friends live in the neighborhood. How can we, what do we have to do to adjust the home as we get older to stay in the home a little bit longer? I think that's played a lot, Randy, into this. Okay, let's get some stuff done. And it's not like we have to have it done by Christmas, but a year from now we want to have this. And to be able to come out here and talk to people like you and people here to say, okay, what would you recommend if we want to stay in our house another 5, 10, 15 years?
Sure, planning for the long term. And it's funny that you actually end up bringing up that as far as for long term and staying in a house. We actually just had a roundtable conversation about the next generation that's coming in of homeowners and how they're really conscientious about quality because they don't want to house hop.
Right.
More of them are looking at quality for themselves for a long period of time. This is the home we're planning on staying in. The income levels that the millennials are having are decent incomes, and they're finding that home for the most part to stay for a long period of time and name brand dropping, you know, that they want that quality
right.
of products.
You know, I one of those kind of guys don't like change, right? Been with the same girl for since, you know, right after graduation of high school.
Sure.
We bought one house. Right. We stayed in the house, and she's not interested in – Terry's never been one of those, okay, this is our starter home, then we're going to go here, then we're going to go here. She really likes our house.
Right.
And you know what? It's a small house. You've been there. But she really likes it. And her deal is, look, it doesn't have to be the biggest, but let's make it look nice.
It's enough for you
now
guys.
That we can, yeah, especially now the kids are gone.
Sure.
We got the grandkids coming over and stuff, but it she's not one that has said – yeah, you're going to have that soon, Randy. And then it's going to be, they're leaving us with the babies. You remember that commercial? Yeah.
Trust me, Lisa's already planning out what room should the baby be in at this stage and then that stage.
It is. Oh, yeah, it's awesome. But because of that, it hasn't been like we've hopped. My sister's brothers, all that, you know, they've kind of moved around a little bit and they've upgraded and they've gone from here to there. And we haven't. And we made that you know, we sat down with that decision process when we were younger, said, look, we're going to pay for these tuitions, so we don't, let's just stay where we're at, and that's where we'll put our money.
Sure.
And I've told the story, but the day that we were sitting at the kitchen table and the spreadsheets were there and we were done. We were done paying for all that, and we high-fived and hugged and went to bed, and I woke up at 3 in the morning, water coming in my kitchen, and 6 o'clock, called the new dad, Jordan Miller, called you, and by 6:30, he was on the roof tarping it up, and I laughed. I said, Lord, thank you for the timing on this, but your huge sense of humor, come on, man, really?
Yeah, 3 hours?
Like, really? 3 hours of having no debt, and then, you know, then you guys came out, and the rest is history, because people still look at the house and go, that can't be the same house. So we understood that, and we knew that we wanted to stay, and that was one of the questions. As we start doing things in the house, is this your house for a year?
Right.
Or is this your house for 5, 10, and it was always 5'10".
And I think that most of the contractors that hear will actually make that same question or have that same question to the homeowners. I'm sure you guys end up doing the same thing, is how long do you see yourself living here?
Right.
Because it's an important question, you know. Quality, you know, how long is it going to last? Because you want a decent job for the longevity that you're going to be there and then beyond as well.
You know, aging in place, you want to make sure that things are accessible, easily accessible, safe. You know, safety becomes an issue eventually. And, comfort and safety and security, all that stuff.
And it's funny because it used to be when I started doing the show, people always said, well, if I have this done, is that going to help when I resell the house? And we had a conversation that was Lewis was in, and he said, look, I'm so tired of that question. Mm-hmm. If every time I did something for a house, if it's a $100,000 home and I did $40,000, now all of a sudden the house is worth $160,000, don't you think everybody would be doing this like all the time?
Right.
Like,
right.
Come on, let's be honest. There might be some things that you do in the house that are going to help a little bit, but for the majority of it, it's for you.
It's for you.
So figure out how long you're going to stay there. And if it is for you, then let's do it right and do it exactly the way you want it. And don't worry 5, 10, 15 years down the road, is your resale value going to go higher?
And return on investment isn't always money.
It's not.
In your house, the return on investment is how happy you are there, how neat it is to be in your house, how well your house functions. That's the return on investment. And I think it's happened a couple of times, and certainly on the coast more than us, where people get so involved in their house as a money-making thing, and then eventually it crashes and it doesn't work.
And every time that you come on, I say, can I have you come over to my house? And I never set it up, but I promise I'm going to. Because, David, you don't know what you don't know until you know it, right? Mm-hmm. I live on this corner, and for the first 6 years, I didn't have a snowblower. Mm. The guy next to me did, and he went right up to the line, right?
Yep.
And he would wave to me, and I'd be out there shoveling, and then we got a snowblower. First time I ever had one.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know what I didn't know until I know it. I'll never be without a snowblower.
Right.
I do ours. I do the lady next door. I do the lady across the air. I just go and do, you know, because I was there. And so the closet part of it for me, we don't know what we don't know until we know it. And when we have you come over, then we're going to know it, and we'll never be without it again.
Right.
Similar to, you know, siding that looks really good.
Right.
You know, a roof that actually doesn't leak. You know, that was always a really big deal for us now.
Oh, yeah.
But that type of stuff. And so when you walk the show here, I want people to think about that. Again, you don't know. So all of a sudden, you look at something like Closet Concepts, and you go, you know, it's such a hassle. My closet, it is. It's a hassle. And my wife is like, you got to get rid of some of this stuff. And we've had that conversation where people have, I have T-shirts from, she's like, please, I don't care what you do with them. But I can't keep doing this. I don't know where to put all these. And so
vendors, events.
I know.
Do they fit you now, those shirts?
A little bit big, but that's all right. Yeah, a little bit big. Yeah, we're getting there. Uh-huh. Yeah, we had a big mile mark this week.
Did you?
Yeah, down 75.
Wow.
Congrats.
Yeah, thanks.
That's awesome.
Yeah, more than halfway.
Want a donut?
I do not. I turned that down. David had a couple.
Yes, you did.
David said, I got this.
I only did that so that you wouldn't be tempted.
That's so nice of you.
I'm
you
very
finished
selfless.
Those off. That was so kind.
Modesty is one of my best.
It is, and you're really good at it. Yeah. You know, that whole humble thing. Humble. You got that gene very well. So when you come to the show, I think that's important for you to think about because, look, if you're getting new cabinets and you're sick and tired of having to get on your knees and pull in the back to find that one bowl that you're looking for, talk to somebody about the roll-on. I mean, they've come so far with the stuff that you can do with this kind of stuff, and you're going to be able to see it all here when you come. Certainly come out to State Fair today. Oh, the doors open at 10 o'clock, close at 8. Tomorrow's 10 to 5. And I can tell you this, it's kind of like sports for me. When I was a kid, it was football season. That was my favorite sport.
Yep.
Basketball, by far, my favorite sport. Baseball, this is my favorite show. And it's a little bit smaller. You get to walk the whole show. You get to talk to a lot of people.
Yeah.
And there's just really good things that you could do here. And if you're not looking, if you feel like, look, my home is fine, and you just want to get out of the house, and come over here. Walk around because you're going to see some things. I promise you. Yep. If you go, look, my house is fine. I don't need anything. And you walk through.
Dare you.
I dare you. Yeah. I'll give you a dollar if you can walk out without going, okay, you know what, we're having them come over.
There's always something.
There's always something. There's no doubt. Guys, we're going to get to a break. Other side of the break, I want to talk about some of the things, not only some of the vendors that are here, but I want to talk about some of the things that you can see on the stage because yesterday was really good. You know, we had Dan Kelly's talking about avoid winter plumbing disasters, and he had a nice crowd. There's one guy there that I walked up, and he actually, Dan was talking to him, and I said, hey, Rick Cobb, how you doing? Rick Cobb played at Marquette University. He jumped out of the gym before anybody else could jump out of the gym, and they called him the elevator man. And I went, man, it's such an honor to meet you. I said, Mike McGivern. He goes, hey, coach, how you doing? I know you. And I'm like, oh, okay. Oh, my heart's pounding now. Yeah, yeah. And his wife had a big smile. She goes, you remember him? I said, do I remember him? Man, I couldn't stop watching him play because he just jumped out of the gym, rebounded, played for Al McGuire. He was from New York, coached at UWM. But he was sitting in the crowd to listen to Dan. And then I thought Susie did a great job. Must-haves to stay in your house for life. And Tracy and Susie did a great job. Fia Construction, AB&K.
Sure.
And then Kersner always does really well.
Yeah.
He talked yesterday what to expect during a remodel. And then we did the Guess the Price game show and had a lot of fun with that. And then Leroy was there last night with a cooking demonstration. Leroy Butler, who's on 105.7 FM, the Fan, he signed some autographs and he was here doing a cooking demonstration. We'll tell you some things that you're going to see when you come out here today on the other side of the break. I have Mike McGivern alongside David Kittleson and Grandpa Randy Miller. All day long, brother. It's coming. Yeah.
Hey, man, the smile is not going away
at
all.
It is not. And again, we are live at State Fair Park for the Nary Milwaukee Home and Remodeling Show. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
You're listening to the Nary Home Improvement Show with big-time Mike McGivern, only on 105.7 FM, The Fan. Dial us up with your questions at 414-799-1250.
Welcome back to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. We're live at State Fair Park. It's the Nary Milwaukee Home and Remodeling Show. I'm joined by David Kittleson with Closet Concepts and DJ Miller's grandfather, Randy Miller. DJ is all of about six hours old? How old? Yeah, somewhere in there.
Four or five.
Yeah, not even.
4 hours old. And he's already saying, man, when am I going to be able to get up on the roof? That's what he's saying right now. Hey, guys, we're talking about some of the things that happened in here yesterday. Again, the show today, yeah, the doors open at 10 o'clock, goes till 8 p.m. Tomorrow's 10 to 5, again, here at State Fair Park. Today, there's some really good things up on the stage as well. And you know, for that 11 o'clock one, First Choice Heating and Cooling, going to be talking about prepare your home for winter, and you're going to be part of that as well, correct?
Correct. Yeah, Wayne and I team up on that one, and it actually works really well because we bounce different conversations off of each other, kind of like your radio station
sure.
does.
Just not as well.
I don't know. I think Wayne can take your spot. But
really?
That's
he wouldn't
okay.
show up half the time. That's
happens it. To also be another person that is in our committee as well, right?
Yes,
along
is.
With the three of us,
yeah.
and makes for a really good meeting. But we're going to be discussing what we can end, what a homeowner can end up doing themselves, or what to end up looking at to make their home better for the winter months.
And I think that's too.
Go ahead.
We always talk about the really fun and cool stuff they want to do, but the thing about a house too is, and it's not romantic, and it maybe it's that exciting, but the practical part of it is what we use every day. You know,
sure.
So making sure that you're winterized and efficient, and you know your windows are good, and your roof is good, and your siding—you don't just slap something on there. I mean, they're maybe not as exciting as a new kitchen, but boy, do they make a difference for a long time
hey,
in your house.
Randy, in that when you're up there with Wayne, can you talk about some of the things that you bring up with it to make sure that you know your house is ready for winter?
Well, I mean, there's the simple things. Make sure that there's no lint that's actually being built up in your exhaust venting from your dryer.
Right.
Make sure your extensions are attached properly so that the water will end up flowing away from the home, not getting into the basement. Closing off your your plumbing to the outside. Those are the basic ones. And then there's more,
gutters,
obviously. Clean them out, obviously, before the winter months as well. Leaves are starting to fall or have been falling for the last couple of months. Not quite that much, but about a month.
You know,
and
what's really interesting?
We'll be continuing for a while now.
And I'm glad that you're here for this because people will start talking about, boy, I had ice dams last year, and it must have been because I didn't clean out my gutters. And that might be part of it, but we've had this conversation, Randy, you and I, and you've enlightened me, obviously, with it. That's not, I mean, that might be a part of it, a small part of it, but there's bigger issues.
There's two other issues that probably are going on. You've got insulating and air sealing issues that are, and possibly a ventilation problem. And that's the reason why you've got so much ice dam, and that seems to appear. Sometimes it's Mother Nature, and you can't control in certain areas, but there's other things that can be done to protect it and prevent it.
I know something you can do to check into that. You could call S&E Insulation. But that
you know those guys?
I know one of them. I know one of them. And I'm sure that once he gets off Huber, I'm just kidding. That's your company. Once he gets,
yes, it is.
They're going to be a great company. S&E Insulation is part of Randy Miller's company, All Right Home Remodeling, S&E Insulation. And is now a really important time for people to call them, to call you guys and say, hey, look, I want to make sure that I'm ready to go for the winter.
Well, I mean, now's a good time to actually end up calling us. Are you a little late to end up getting it in before the end of the year? Probably. We've got a backlog that takes us into January already with our insulation projects. But that doesn't mean don't reach out to us.
Right.
We want to end up coming out, taking a look at the situation that you got going on, and let's get that ball rolling so that you're actually prepared. Because believe it or not, the summer times are just as important because of the air conditioning. It's not just because of your heating bills. The air conditioning can also end up getting out of whack as well as far as with expenses.
So do you guys take questions, you and Wayne?
All the time.
Home Solutions Stage, 11 o'clock. And when you see Randy, congratulate him. just a great day for him. At 12:30, the Pink Drink Culinary Demonstration.
Yes.
I have no idea. I know that I'm not going to be there for that one because Pink Drink, I have no idea.
That's for the breast cancer awareness?
Yes.
Right, but is it alcohol drinks? Or
I don't even know myself.
Well,
because
if it is, just make sure that you go into the after that.
That's
especially
the mystery part of coming down
here,
that you'll actually be able to sample.
Yeah, Randy, and you'll agree with me on this. If the girls from the office are part of the testers and tasters on that,
there's alcohol.
Go into the office right after that one.
They laugh.
Yeah, they do. And for about 3 minutes, they think I look like they do. Brad Pitt. That's what they think. And then it all goes away, and that's the end of it. At 2 o'clock, extending the growing season, Melinda Myers draws a huge crowd every single time she comes here. And she is sponsored by Digger's Hotline this year. And Melinda is the plant doctor.
And she's like an encyclopedia.
I've never seen her go,
I'm not sure.
Never.
Ever.
Uh-uh.
It's always right. And it's not just one part of the answer. It's just really amazing.
You know, the tough part is it always seems like Guess the Price game show follows her. And it's an hour and a half, so it should be enough time.
Yeah.
But because of the crowd she draws and the books she sells, and then nobody just walks up and says, Melinda, can I get a book? They go, Melinda, so I had these roses. And blah, 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 and it's like finally at 25 after 3, I have to go, Melinda, you've got to move. Can you move like off the stage? You got to move over. And she's the nicest person ever.
Yeah.
And so she will be here at 2 o'clock, 3:30. Guess the Price game show is going on. And if you haven't been a part of that, it's a really fun event. You come in and we'll pick a couple people from the crowd. And we'll have NARI contractors will show before and after pictures of a job that they did, and we'll ask questions, and I'll kind of ask questions as well and kind of get the ball rolling a little bit. And then the two contestants get to pick what they think the price is. And the reason for that was to have people understand that when you do a full kitchen remodel, you might see it on TV that they get it done in 24 hours and it costs $8,000. But let's be realistic, and let's talk about the kind of product, how much time it takes, the fact that the contractors are basically dating the family for 6 months at times.
Sure.
You get to know, you're walking their dog for them, stuff like that. And let's talk about what the actual cost is. And what I have to give the NARI remodelers that are part of that game show credit for is they're really open to tell you exactly this is how it started, this is what they were looking for, this is the process we went through. And if people want to know after they say what the price is, boy, you know what, that's lower than I thought, or that's higher than I thought. Can you say, can you tell me what was more expensive than I thought? And they'll go right in and say it.
Well, and I think fun and educational at the same time are kind of a tagline. But boy, in this case, and you know, from the committee, we just kind of threw this out there a couple of years ago. Hey, what if we did something like this? And it's grown to be such a fun, educational, and I mean, you really learn something when you're done, period.
And
I
the
mean,
projects whatever. That are in there are Remodeler of the Year award winners.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And what's really big, and I want to make sure that everybody understands this, the judging for those awards are among peers. It's in another state that they're actually judging, and they're all contractors who are actually judging our projects in this area. So to actually get a top-notch award
right.
is huge in our industry, which means you've got the best of the best that are actually there to answer your questions about how this project went, what were some of the issues that they had to deal with, and how did they end up resolving them. And it just makes for a fun, like you had
mm-hmm.
said,
yeah.
but very educational event.
But you know, and you know, the other part is when you get somebody like Nick up there or Tracy, who was with me yesterday, the pride that they have in these projects are through the roof. Mm-hmm. So they will stand there and answer questions like for a half hour if people want.
Oh, you bet.
And they'll go back and forth from this picture to this picture, and then people get shy about asking questions. So I'll ask a couple, like, you know, what, tell me about the lighting. You know, look at the difference between before and after. How much, you know, did you do and how much did they ask for? Let's talk about the flooring, and then people start asking.
Yep.
We had a woman yesterday who has had some stuff done in her house, and she asked some really, really good questions. And Tracy was so proud of this project, and Nick was really proud of his project. So for them to stand and go, that's a really good question. Let me explain what I thought about with this and why we did it and how we did it. And you'd go back and forth. It's just a really kind of cool thing for people to get an understanding on if they're going to have a project similar, kind of the process and the steps that people take.
Yeah, it's invaluable.
Yeah, it really is. So that's right after Melinda Myers today at 3:30. And then at 5 o'clock, understanding the estimating and contracting process, again, with Nick Kirzner. He will walk people through. Make sure that you understand what that whole process is when you're starting to work with a NARI contractor. And then if you're not working with a NARI contractor, be careful of this. And then you're going to come back to a NARI contractor anyway, so you might as well start with a NARI contractor. And then there's Emerald City Catering is going to do a culinary demonstration at 6:30. That's today. We're going to get to a break. Other side of the break, we'll talk a little bit about Sunday because Melinda Myers is coming back. Bloomin' Indoor Gardens.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
I might have to tape that one. I'm not going to be here for that, but Melinda, maybe I'll just call her and she'll let me know what I'm doing wrong because I'm really bad with that stuff. Hey, on the other side of the break, Randy Miller and David Kittleson will continue talking about today's show. It goes on today and tomorrow here at State Fair Park. Again, doors open at 10 o'clock today. Stop by and say hello. We're right at the end of aisle 600. I'll be doing my youth sports show and my high school sports show, so I'll be here till noon. If you're coming over, make sure you stop by and say hello. This is the NARI Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
You're listening to the NARI Home Improvement Show with big-time Mike McGivern, only on 105.7 FM, The Fan. Email your question to live at 105.7fmthefan.com.
Welcome back to the NARI Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I am Mike McGivern alongside Randy Miller. He's the owner of All Right Home Remodeling and S&E Insulation. And David Kittleson from Closet Concepts. We're live at the NARI Milwaukee Home and Remodeling Show at State Fair Park. Kind of going through some of the things that have been going on. Some things went on yesterday, some things going on today, and then Sunday. If you're coming over tomorrow, the hall opens up at 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, Bloomin' Indoor Gardens with Melinda Myers. Again, this is on the Home Solutions stage. At 12:30, Holiday Inspiration. It's a culinary demonstration by Katrina Kozar, who is a Master Chef contestant from season 6. So if Look, if you watch that show, you'd love to come over and spend some time with her. 3 o'clock, Guess the Price game show. Design Tech Remodeling is going to be up there along with DG Remodeling. And then 5 o'clock, the exhibit hall will close. Now, I understand that there's enough of the booths that are going to have TVs going on. So if you want to catch at least the score of the Packer game, you can certainly do that.
Yep, that's
right. It's probably there's a Packer game.
But play the Raiders. You know, it's all right.
Compared to last year, having 2 Brewers games,
yeah,
and a Packer game.
Boy, I'll tell you what,
this was much easier on a show.
There was a time when the Brewers were playing in the playoffs that there was a bunch of women walking around, and then you looked at a booth and there'd be like 25 guys standing at one booth watching the TV. And yeah, it's, man, it made me laugh. These things that we do on Home Solution Stage, I think, you know, because we're all on the board, and David, you ran it, and Randy, you've run it for a while. The amount of time that we pick and we choose, okay, what would be good on that stage this time of year? Who should we have? Let's set this up so people that are walking around can then figure out, okay, let's go sit for a half hour and get some of the answers, some of the questions answered that we've had about some of the things that we've, problems maybe we've had in the past. So I really like the fact that we take that kind of time to figure out what we want on that stage. And whenever you can get somebody like Leroy Butler over to do a cooking demonstration, it certainly works well for the show.
And it's the same thing as having professionals there. The quick tips that they have that the rest of us have to think about is what makes everything kind of easier, like especially when it comes to cooking or planting, that if you're not that into it. But the tips and tricks that they have that make it easy, I mean, they make it look super easy, but make it easier for the rest of us to do.
Hey, guys, the other part, and we'll have another meeting now on Wednesday to recap this one. I mean, it's not like you guys take 6 months off and start thinking about the next show 6 months from now. We recap on Wednesday, talk the good, the bad, the ugly, what can we do better, what are things that we need to adjust, what were some of the really good things that we need to enhance for next year. What's interesting to me is I don't think you could fit one more person here.
We've
right?
got 100 different vendors that are here at this show, everything from interior, exterior, lighting. You know, there's another thing besides the closets that people don't really think that much about. When they end up coming out here and looking at the different things, they go, I got to talk about that.
Yes. Right.
You know, because it has changed so much over the years.
Randy, again, and I hate to keep saying this, but you don't know what you don't know until you know it. We had to have some work done in our bathroom, and they put canned lighting in the shower. And Terry's like, I'll never go without this.
Yeah.
Again, we didn't know. Right. And all of a sudden, it's one of those things, and it was almost a throw. It was like, look, we're going to be doing this anyway, so do you guys want this?
Sure.
We're like, sure. Yeah.
Sure.
I'm not going to use it, but yeah, maybe Terry will like it, whatever. And now it's like, you know, holy cow. Yeah. What a difference. And you're right, the whole lighting part of it. And there's a number of people here that you can talk to about that. And I think that if you come out and you're walking around and you're thinking, I need this or that, you know, talk to the lighting people, not only indoor, but outdoor.
Oh.
The outdoor lighting thing has just exploded, and there's a number of contractors here that you can talk to about that as well. Do you have outdoor lighting at your house?
Minimal.
Yeah.
But we have some.
You have some?
Yeah.
I would like to. We have some, but again, like you, and we don't have a big yard, but in the yard we have, it's on the fence and stuff like that. And I think neighbors are like, in fact, the one on the fence somehow got cut.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yes, your neighbor didn't like
it. Well, I just put
I
new
think
ones
it's
up.
Squirrels.
I think that's what he was. I think maybe it was somebody else, but I'm not quite sure on that. Hey, Randy, and getting away from you being on the board and a NARI board member, as somebody that has a booth here, what does a booth like here at this show, what does it do for your business? I mean, you must get a lot of leads and appointments. And walk me through the process when somebody walks into your booth and says, look, I think, you know, next year we're going to need to get a new roof, and here's why. What's that process then?
So the way I refer to is actually being here at the shows to consumers, it's almost like the speed dating where you're doing the initial contact with individuals, companies, you have an idea of what you want to end up getting accomplished. So when you walk in front of our booth, you know, first thing we want to end up doing is greeting you and saying hello to you and asking, you know, what's the next project that you're looking at, whether it's short-term, long-term, it doesn't really matter. But when you're talking to the different companies that are here at the shows, you're going to end up looking at two or three different contractors that you now want to make that next step to end up getting them to end up coming, meeting with you personally at your house, taking a look at more details of the project. But to the consumer should listen closely to, is this person or is this company going to be the good fit or the right fit for you and your project? Is it a main thing for them, or is it an ancillary type of a project?
Hey, can I ask you guys this? And David, I'm going to start with you. Do you ever feel like when Randy said it's speed dating, do you ever feel like, okay, I've probably got 60 seconds, 90 seconds with this person, so I have to go? And I'm sure now that you've done these a lot, but in the beginning, did you feel like you had to go like, okay, let me tell you, we step and just start shooting off everything you can.
Elevator speech, they used to call it.
Right.
Probably in the beginning, yeah. And then eventually what you kind of realize, or at least most people that do them a lot are, is this is, and people have heard me say it a million times, but this is neutral ground. I'm not in your house. You're not in my showroom. So when you come in here, it's the question and answers. Come in and take a look. Talk, like Randy said. You have to have communication, and it has to be good. The styles have to be compatible, your style with the designer's style. And so it's speed dating, because you have to make sure that you can answer the right questions and ask the right questions, so you don't waste a bunch of time doing the wrong thing. But it's a great way to get rapport.
But you're really laid back. You're a laid back guy. So I'm wondering.
My wife's going to call in and
argue that. But
the rest of us that know you on our committee know you are a laid back guy.
You're a laid back guy. And so I'm wondering, in a situation like this, when somebody walks into your booth, you can continue to be laid back, or do you feel like you have to go a little bit quicker and find out what they're looking for, when they're looking for it, and let me tell you about my company?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, because that's, you know, that's the opportunity to do it. But if you can get them, I always call it kind of relationship again, you know, what's bugging you? For 33 years of doing closets, pretty much my first question is, what's bugging you?
Yeah.
You know, well, this bugs me. Well, if you can solve that in a closet situation, then you've got all the rest of the closet to do something else with. And I think if you look at, if you're with Randy and, you know, well, my siding falls apart and I can feel breezes coming right through the wall, you know, that's what's bugging you. So fix that first and then go from there.
Hey, Jordan's fairly laid back too. And so...
What Jordan are you referring to?
Yeah, I'm telling you, when he worked by us, he was pretty laid back. But yeah, and you're fairly, I mean, hey, let's have this conversation. Let me tell you what we can do. Same question for you. Do you feel like at times like, man, I've got 60 seconds to let them know what a great company we are?
The way I look at it is you have 60 seconds to end up making a connection.
Right.
Either it is or isn't going to end up being the right fit. And if it's not the right fit, that's fine. Mm-hmm. And if I can end up directing you towards the right direction, I want to do that. I actually had somebody come up yesterday and ask a question in a way that I've never heard it before. Who's your target market? We've had these conversations internally, you know, as far
sure.
as with business coaches and things like that, but not from a consumer walking past you. Who's your target market?
Were they soliciting you?
Who's your ideal? No, they were serious about doing a project.
Okay.
And they were just curious, will we be the right fit?
Interesting.
Right off the bat with the right question.
Interesting.
Wow.
That's a good one.
That is a good question. Guys, let's get you a break. Other side of the break, we'll continue talking about the show that goes on today at State Fair. 3 days. We've gotten through first day. I think the girls in the office survived, right? I know Michelle did.
So.
Allison, I was worried about. Lori did fine.
This
Lori
is her
just,
first one.
Yeah, Allison was like, my head's spinning.
Yeah.
But she did
great.
She's really good. We walked around and we were talking to people, Nary members that haven't been on this show before. and I'd introduce myself and just talk about the show and invite them. And then Allison would say, here's my card. And so we got done. She goes, okay, that was good. Now I have to go back and do real work, which is awesome. And she just got going. So we'll continue talking about the show on the other side of the break. I'm here with Randy Miller. He's the owner of All Right Home Remodeling and S&E Insulation. David Kittleson from Closet Concepts. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
You're listening to the Nary Home Improvement Show with big-time Mike McGivern, only on 105.7 FM, The Fan. Dial us up with your questions at 414-799-1250.
Welcome back to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern alongside the very laid-back David Kittleson. That was a beautiful text your wife just sent you, by the way.
Yes, that's technology. Technology catches you all the time.
Yeah, all the time.
I got the what face with the yep, very laid back with a Pinocchio nose.
Now, I'm thinking that I don't get sarcasm all the time, but I got a feeling there's some sarcasm.
A little bit,
no.
Maybe.
A little bit, no. Randy Miller's also joining us again. He is a proud grandfather today. You know, just a few hours ago, young DJ Miller was brought into this world, and I have to say it again. DJ's a lucky young man to have you as a grandfather, have Jordan as father. He is born into a really good place in this world. Randy is
Thanks,
the owner
buddy.
Of All Right Home Remodeling, S&E Insulation in Milwaukee. Come out to State Fair today. The show is going on. Doors open at 10 o'clock. They're here till 8 o'clock tonight, 10 to 5 tomorrow on Sunday. And as Randy talked about, there's 100 contractors here that are willing and able to talk to you. One of the things I really like about this show is the contractors are not allowed to stand out in the aisle and wave you in and you know, start hooting and hollering. You go to some shows, and the contractors are allowed to come to get very aggressive to get you into their booth. Here they have little candy. Yeah, you want a little candy coming in the booth, you know?
Yeah.
Now let's talk. But there's none of the pressure as far as if you want to walk right past people, you know what? They may say hello, but they're not saying, hey, come in here. I've got a deal for you. We're going to be able to get you this 2-for-1 today. Yeah. None of that.
It's not about the deal. It's more about the communication and the styles and colors and new products. And that's really what, you know, the customer service goes way longer. Lasts way longer than a cheap price or some discount. So
I mean, everybody that's here is here because they do want to end up talking to you.
You bet. Mm-hmm.
But I think there is respect among the different contractors because we're all part of the same association. So do once in a while, do we have to end up talking to a few? Yeah, but I think it's gotten a lot better over the years as far as with the different contractors. And again, making sure that they're staying in their confined area
right.
And not disrespecting.
Yeah, the other cool part for me is what you had talked about, I think, in the first segment, Randy, and I've said this before, Nary members, if it's not a good fit, if I'm not a good fit, okay, I understand. Let me introduce you to somebody that might be a good fit. The amount of business that you guys do together and to be able to recommend is really impressive to me, and that's one of the parts I think when people ask me, why would I join Nary? You know, that's one of the first things out of my toolkit. I say, hey, look, first of all, you're the best of the best. You can't just send a check in and become a Nary member. They're going to do a background check. They're going to do all this stuff. They're going to make sure you're a solid company. And then you get to hang out with these guys. Yep. And when you hang out with them and they know you're good at what you do, the amount of work you get, Bingo Emmons says, look, most of the work I get now are from other Nary members.
Sure.
And I think I think people that aren't Nary members and they go, I don't need, why would I spend that money? And it's not very much money.
No.
You're going to get that money back by about the first week that you're a member here.
Well, that's just it. I mean, there's a lot more to being a Nary member. That question actually came to me is why? Why are you a Nary member? Why? Because first of all, the association itself produces, for the most part, the better of the better contractors that are out there. The continual education that we have at our fingertips for us.
Right.
The contract resolution, problem resolution that's there is so helpful as far as with consumers and avoiding having to end up going through court systems and things like that to get things resolved or get it understood better to a consumer standpoint, because unfortunately contractors have a bad rep.
They do,
for the most part. So,
and you talk about the that side, and that's cool to be a contractor for because you have that.
Sure,
I'm a consumer.
Right,
that's really important to me.
Absolutely.
You know what? I love having that safety net. You know, that look, if there is an issue that we can't sit down man-to-man to figure out.
Let's get a third party.
Let's bring a third party in. And the third party will say, hey, look, this is probably an issue to the NARA member that you need to take care of. Or to the homeowner, look, you're out of line. You know, that wasn't part of the program. They can fix it, but there's going to be a cost to it. And I like that as a consumer.
And at this show, every contractor that is here has to be a NARA member. And I like it. They have to be part of our association in order to actually end up being in the show. Does that mean that there's actually an influx of more membership that comes just prior to shows? Sure.
Yeah,
that's fine. But we also do check them out prior to them being able to end up being here as well.
And it's the largest group of its kind association in the country.
Correct.
Right here in Milwaukee.
Our chapter is the largest chapter.
Yeah. That
in
makes
the
me
States.
Giggle too. David,
well,
I do
because I think that's so typical Milwaukee, right? I mean, we're a big little a big little town, and we stick together. Bad news. Everybody knows bad news travels fast. Good news travels, bad news travels real fast.
There it is.
And so when you're in a community like this, you want to make sure that the good, every day a good, great remodeling job gets done. Once every 18 months, somebody comes to town and takes everybody's money, and that's the one that people remember.
Yeah.
And when you're here, you can't hide. Here's my booth. Come and talk to me. Yeah, and we'll all make sure it gets done.
For more information on today's show, go to NARAMilwaukeeHomeshow.com. NARAMilwaukeeHomeshow.com. You can take a look at all the things we talked about today, and you can see a list of the exhibitor list. There's a map there so you can plan your day, plan tomorrow. Guys, thank you again. Randy, congratulations, Grandpa.
Yeah, that's so cool.
DJ
thank
Miller.
You.
I just think that's really awesome, and he will be playing shortstop for you soon. All right?
Yeah.
There you go. David, it's good to see you again.
Thanks,
this
Mike.
Is the NARA Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM. The Fan.